And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Day at the Docks here in San Diego. A beautiful day in San Diego to come down to Day at the Docks and see all that's going on here. We are surrounded by a very large line to get into the giant used tackle sale for Rollo to raise money to take kids fishing, and a lot of people here joining us. Gary and Tommy are helping out, getting people to step up to the mic here. Bill, our engineer here, helping out here. We sure appreciate his efforts too. And Doug Kearns hanging out with us. We have a host of guests around us, and a lot of fun today, right?
No doubt, man. Today
perfect
is
day.
Day at the Docks. It's a celebration of sport fishing. It's killer deals on tackle. It's open house on a lot of the different boats. It's coming down to the landing and maybe get a layout of the bunk room, pick out what bunk you want to stay on for your trip throughout the year, hopefully get an excellent deal on fish and tackle. I just see they open
the gates. Wow, early, an hour early.
It's on.
So, yeah, get your place in line. They people are descending on the used tackle there.
I have never seen a layout of used tackle from Rollo this
That's
big.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Just unbelievable amount of stuff, and a lot of it's good quality stuff. I mean, they got piles of rods, tables of reels, all kinds of terminal tackle, and it's getting rated right now. Wish we had,
wish we had
a drone picture of this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the people are buying it up, and the great thing about it is everything is going to take kids fishing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and you heard Mike Lemmer earlier, it's double the price to take kid fishing now, so we need to raise a lot of money. And listen, so it's great to see a lot of people come out for the tackle sale. So get on down here, grab while you can, and we got some great prizes here at our live broadcast too.
Man, right? You're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, so if you step up to the microphone today and ask a question, you're going to be eligible to win one of two killer prizes. The first of which is a $50 gift certificate to go down to Point Loma Seafoods, lunch on us, $50 to Point Loma Seafoods to one lucky stand-up mic person. The other prize is a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Wow.
And that's for anybody that steps up to the mic and asks a question on the air today is going to be eligible. We're giving away a second pair of Costa Del Mars, and that's going to be to one of our callers or texters determined by a coin flip at the end of the show today. So how about that? Two pairs of Costas and a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, pretty good deal there. So we got a lot to give away, and thanks to Bob Hoos and the whole Costa team for giving that away, and thanks to John over at Point Loma Seafoods for supplying that. I can tell you this, there's a lot of places around here to eat. We're having lunch at Point Loma Seafoods here in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. I want to mention, too, that Gary and Tommy are helping me out in the Let's Talk Hookup booth today. We'll be around all morning here, and we have some incredible deals, like almost giveaway stuff here in our Let's Talk Hookup booth. Of course, we have our traditional Let's Talk Hookup t-shirt, 100% cotton with a pocket, $20 each, 2 for $30. I can tell you that's about what I paid
for
them.
That's a deal.
So, yeah that's because it's a quality shirt. So, you want a shirt? There you go. Get this, Doug. AFCO Vertex fishing shirt, regularly $55, $25.
Wow.
Yeah, embroidered with Let's Talk Hookup logo.
No way.
Get this one. AFCO MO1L, the long fishing short.
Yep.
Regularly $65 for $30.
Okay.
And that's got it's got a really cool, either a yellowtail.
That's the coolest part of the whole thing, is that they've got the logo on there.
Yellowtail or a tuna on the logo. Again, these are while supplies last. AFCO long sleeve tech shirts. I don't have very many of those. Regularly $50, $25, and that's again with that broiler.
Nice.
So come by the booth here after we're finished with the broadcast. We'll get things set up and come by and steal some stuff. We're just kind of closing out those items.
That's cool, Pete.
Yeah, kind of doing that. So we have some great texts, some great calls, and some great step up to the mic, guys. I have a great text here I just want to read because it's an important, very timely information here for information on Let's Talk Hookup. It's from Harvey in San Juan Capistrano. I have not heard a fish report from the East Cape with Rancho Leonero closed due to someone coming. It's coming, somebody coming in the future, and I have great news about that. Our great friend Chris Moyer from the East Cape Smokehouse, Smokies, and also now he owns the Vaquera, which is a 35 Cabo down in the East Cape. Chris is going to be doing a weekly fish report for us every Saturday on the show.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, so he's and Chris knows.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Everything that's going on.
That's awesome.
There, because he basically meets the boats that are bringing in the fish at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol and a lot of the other resorts. So he knows what's biting.
Nice.
And so Chris is going to be giving us a live fish report every Saturday. Not sure what day it's going to start, but within the next couple weeks.
That's great news.
So that's
cool.
Great news. So finally going to get some good information now that that John Ireland's doing his much-deserved retirement.
Oh, yeah. I'm
right?
Sure he is.
Yeah, and which he is, so that'll be nice to have for sure. And
well, I just wanted to part of the text, you know, we talked about getting so many texts. I'm sure you've seen the same thing. A lot of text messages asking about parking and day at the docks and where do we park and what do we do, and I know that there is a shuttle service from Shelter Island over here. And Doug, maybe give a layout of like what the parking's like around here, because not only does it benefit us for day at the docks, but for the season coming, if somebody's booking a trip and hasn't been familiar with all the additional parking that's been
here now. The bottom line is I was involved in this whole parking thing in the last 2 years since we've changed the parking here. There is parking every day, including Fridays in August and September, even if it's across the street between the two hotels and what we call the overflow or the Westies lot. It's 170 spaces over there. There's 270-some spaces in the lot here, and there's about 300 or 400 spaces just outside the landing and down towards Point Loma Marina and Sun Harbor next door to us.
It's all paid parking, just keep in mind.
But well, it was always paid parking in here, but I mean to pay $12 to go fishing where before you had to drive around and go up in the neighborhood 3 and 4 blocks and lug your gear, this is way better.
I was the biggest hater of the paid parking, no doubt.
We all fought it.
It's the best thing that ever happened. What none of us realized was how many people were going to the airport, utilizing free parking, getting a $5 cab and going. As soon as you had to pay for it and all the free parking guys went away, there's tons of parking again.
Right.
Like it's
all
the best
people
thing
out
ever
of
happened.
These moored sailboats out here in the basin were parking there and just leaving their car there. I mean, our spaces were being utilized by people that should not have been using the spaces.
Right.
And so, Day at the Docks has had a shuttle service for as long as I can remember. They run down on Shelter Island. There's lots of parking down on Shelter Island. And it's never really been a problem. People come and go, so spaces fill up, and then, you know, another one empties out. And so it's no different than any other big event. It's a very organized method. We rarely have a complaint about the parking at Day at the Docks, which, you know, you bring 10,000 people down here in a little small area, you'd think it would be a disaster, but it's really not.
No, that's cool. Tom, University City, is he still around, or is he in there? There he is.
Hey,
all
Tom.
Right.
Here.
Thanks for joining us here at Day at the Docks. Appreciate that.
Thought we might have lost you to the sale.
I'm going to head into the melee right after this. So for swim bait fishing in La Jolla, I've been using an 8-foot Cousins rod that I got from you, Doug.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit long and it's a little bit fast, it feels like. So I was wondering what you thought would be the ideal sort of local swim bait rod.
Well, I hate to tell you, I think you have the right rod.
Oh, really?
Number one, for calico fishing, you want a fast taper because a lot of times they're structure and kelp oriented, and you're also setting the hook into a fish with a hard mouth. And so you know, you don't really set the hook like you do on a freshwater bass, but you're winding through the bite. And if your rod's too spongy, you never get the barb into them.
Right.
So a fast taper, and 8 foot is what I primarily use. There are times where I use a 9 foot rod, you know, on a sport boat that's anchored up, especially where you've got to get a long cast off. But if you're on a kayak or a private boat and you're drifting through the kelp stringers and you're potholing, then yes, you can go a 6.5 to 7 foot rod. You're going to want to go something fairly heavy. So that's where, like, that Terramar 7 foot heavy rod might be a good call. Those Cousins rods were nice, and that 8 foot would be, I mean, I have several of those that I really like, but you can't get those any longer. So, but even for private boat drifting, you know, with the wind at your back, going through the kelp and casting into the potholes, I don't mind an 8 foot rod at all. I really don't. And sometimes that's an advantage because you can reach out a little further when you're, you know, kind of side underhanding it into the next pothole. You know, I feel that it's still viable for that. But you could go down to a 7 foot rod. And again, I mean, you're the third person I'm going to tell this to. You should go into the shop, get one of the guys. We all fish inshore, Calico's Bay, all that kind of tackle, and just pull on two or three or four. Find one in your price point and find one that feels like it might be the right thing for you if that 8 foot's feeling a little gangly to you.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot for the calls.
You.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to John? John's calling us from out in Dallas, Texas this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to say the YouTube app has your show on it. I've been checking it out. I've been checking out a lot of things on YouTube, but my question to Rick is, I'm coming next month. Can you save me one of those blanks?
Yeah, that's going to be
$600. I'll save you a blank.
Yeah, that's a pretty tall order, John. They are already moving this morning, and they're hard to miss when you see a guy with a giant yellow blank walking down the aisle. So no promises, John, but we'll do our very best. The thing with these is it appears that there might be an avenue to get them again, but they were gone for so long. I just don't think that I would. I just don't know. I don't know that, you know, like, we're hopeful that it will be a regular item once again, but it just seems like every once in a while a batch of CUI makes it out here, and then they just get gobbled up and they instantly become collector's items again. So unfortunately, the sale is in person only, but hopefully we'll have some the next time you come down.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, John. Hey, good luck. Come on down. Just come to San Diego. It's a beautiful day here in San Diego. I have a quick text here from it's Tony in Hesperia. He says, is Day at the Docks dog friendly? And I'm looking at the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah,
come on
100%.
Down.
It's not outside. It's tradition.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's tradition. So, yeah, come on down with your dog and join it.
And your family, and you're free. This is a very cool outdoor fun free event.
Yeah. David Chavez is here from CCA San Diego Chapter. What's up, David?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming down.
It's a beautiful day. Look,
it is
weather,
a beautiful day.
All this kind of up and down that we've had.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice day.
We'll take it.
Everybody needs to come out and enjoy this.
Yeah.
Just to look around, bring the family, bring the dogs, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick opportunity, and thank you for letting me step up, to invite whoever wants to come out to come join us on May 18th at Marina Village for our annual Apps and Taps fundraiser. It's a $75 entry. You can sign up online at ccacalifornia.org. You can find us at our booth today here at Day at the Docks.
You're here, yeah.
We're here.
Right.
You can find us online. You can find us on social media. Join up. If you have, if you're an annual member and you're constantly renewing, take this opportunity to come in and renew your membership. It's $40 for the membership, plus another $35 will get you into the event for the $75.
Okay.
A little perk that, you know, for those individuals that are always supporting us.
Yeah, and then you're going to be signing up today, people for the Star Tournament coming up here very, very shortly.
Absolutely. We'll have people coming through and signing up for the tournament. If you're a member already for a season. DCA, and you re-up, it's $40.
$40, that's it.
That's
yeah.
Great. It's going to be a phenomenal tournament. Yeah. It's our first annual inaugural event for STAR here in California.
So. Yeah, and the cool thing about the apps and taps on May 18th, I'll be there, and you're going to be honoring Frank Lopresti.
We are doing our first annual Beacon Award we've come up with. My VP, Arnie, has come up with the idea, and we're putting it together. So we're going to start honoring individuals from our industry and what we're calling the Beacon Award.
Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah,
giving them the accolades that they deserve here in San Diego.
So again, that's May 18th over at Marina Village, right next to Seaforth there.
Right.
And how do you get tickets?
You can go online at ccacalifornia.org, look for the events, and you can find us.
And that $75 entry includes all the food, all the beer,
all you can eat and drink. We have
prizes.
We have various amounts of food and breweries and some distilleries that will be there.
Yeah.
So it's from 4 to 8 p.m. Come out. We have a live band. It's going to be a great time.
Awesome.
Great,
nice.
David.
Plenty
all
of
right.
raffles, though.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, guys.
All right. Good luck with the event.
For CCA. Thank you.
Yeah. And I might add, too, that next Saturday we're going to have the crew from CCA California, Wayne, Chris, and Tony, in the world headquarters with us. So that'll be a great show, 7 to 9 a.m. next Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's great.
A good one, for sure. Hey, Jason from is that OB?
I would bet OB.
Yeah, OB, yeah. Hi, Jason.
What's up, Jason?
Good morning.
Step up to that mic there, and I'll...
First one off is, now I've got a Dana Half trip coming up. I have a 300-gram nightjig going down for that nighttime fish. What's the difference between that one and this Eddie Bomb? And then next question is, now the Costas, what is the difference in lens colors for best for basically like gray night, you know, green style fishing or super black blue skies like we have today? And also, are the Yummy Flyers going to be on sale?
Hey, before we answer all those questions, we're going to go live to the Royal Polaris and talk to Captain Roy. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning, Pete. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, man. We're live at Day at the Docks here, and it's quite the event.
I'll bet. Yeah, sorry we're there for that one. But I heard that guy was asking about the Eddie Bomb. What do you want to know about that? I was there when they started that.
Yeah, you were. It was started right there by Eddie on the boat, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works really good. It started out taking out backlashes, and it grew from there.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. So you guys are having quite the trip, right?
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started here. No, it's been great. A lot of, it's not wide open by any means. I think yesterday we had 19 fish, but majority of the fish, and I just weighed one for a guy that's his personal best that I was saying was 150-pounder. I mean, a 120-pounder. I go, yeah, they're 120s, throw them down, because we were getting so many 180s, 170s. And the thing weighed 151 pounds. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're a little bigger than we're thinking.
Uh-huh.
And anything that looks like it's 80, 90 pounds is probably 110. So it's nice fish. And there's not many of those. It's basically 150 to 180 pound fish. So when you get a bite, you got your hands full. And
that's
we did get
cool,
a handful.
Man.
We got a few. We had yesterday, we had a T-70, a 211.
Wow.
And another one, you might have had a 202. Another one, 192 was the next best. And then everything rolled down from there. But very good fishing, mixed with wahoo. We've had decent wahoo fishing. We've already, everybody's got a hand, you know, a few apiece, so which is good. So we're just waiting for the RSW tank now.
Man, what a
day, huh?
And that's just the start.
Oh, yeah, no, we've only been here. We're down at the Hurricane Banker. We've been here, this will be our third day. And it's nice. Like this morning, we have five fish this morning. There's a lot of sharks to deal with. You know, they're eating they're actually eating the lures. It's a smaller shark. They're not really bothering the bigger fish. You know, you get a 25-pound tuna, yeah, it comes up looking like a corn on the cob, but you know, any of the bigger fish, they won't mess with the bigger fish, which is nice.
That's cool.
That's
right.
Nice. And you guys have been catching some wahoo too, right?
Yeah, we had very nice wahoo fish. The other day we had 56 our first day. Yesterday we picked up, I think, 18 yesterday. And it's all that nice fish, and we've got a couple this morning on accident. Yo-Yo went for tuna in the dark.
Nice. And weather's good?
Weather's beautiful. It's probably 14 knots, which is good for getting the kite out. Anything less, it's annoying, but we're good enough to get the kites down. We've had plenty of nice flying fish for the kite, so we'll see what happens this afternoon. That fish got on the bank yesterday afternoon, and it was, we had a lot of bites. We had a few casualties, you know, tackle failure, stuff like that, but it is what it is. It's part of the deal. I'll come in and see you guys back at the landing rig and restock.
All right, buddy. Well, Memo is standing by and wanted to make sure that you knew that he was listening to this report. And everybody's fired up here, Roy. There's, that's some great fishing you guys got going on.
Yeah, no, we're stoked for sure. We're going to see if we can keep it rolling here. End the season on a high note.
Yeah, it sounds like a great start, Roy. I hope you guys keep getting them.
Yeah, thanks, Roy, for the call. Yeah, and after this, you're doing maintenance, right? Your favorite project.
Oh, yeah, we're going into maintenance. Get everything tidied up and ready to start fishing locally for whatever's available.
All right, well, we need you to get things done and keep those bluefins on their toes, Roy. Well, congratulations to an already fantastic trip, just the beginning. I think this is going to be a mega win. And how long until you guys come back to San Diego?
We'll be back till the 19th. We'll be back on the 19th. And I think the boat's coming out of the water the next day, so...
All right. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to John Yamati Sr.
He got his happy birthday 200-pounder yesterday. He's doing
no surprise, man. All That's right. awesome. Way to go, Roy.
All right. Hey, Roy from the Royal Polaris down at Hurricane Bank, about 1,000 miles south of San Diego. Nice to get to hear from you. We appreciate that very much. And Doug, Jason's question, we covered the Eddie Bomb. Does it work? Yeah, absolutely. You got him. Do you guys have Eddie Bombs?
I want to elaborate on that because Roy just touched on it. People that don't know what it is, basically it's a 16-ounce torpedo sinker with the assist hooks on there and a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader. And now some of the jig manufacturers and the lead manufacturers are making like teardrop shapes. Two fish we just got a batch in.
Uh-huh.
And some of them in the red, like the red crab, and then just the natural color like that. So you might want to go in the shop there and take a look at that one. But they're very effective, especially when, you know, there's a little wind or current, you need to get down a little bit quicker. But there's nothing wrong with a good old knife jig. Those things are A+, going to catch a fish as well as they ever did. And when the conditions are a little bit more favorable, sometimes that's a good way to go too. So, it's just another thing to have in the quiver, and you want to have as many options when you're out there as possible. There are definitely trips that we hear about where they wouldn't touch that stupid thing, and then other trips where if you didn't have an eddy bomb, you didn't get bit. And eddy bomb's a generic term for basically a torpedo sinker, a piece of lead decked out with the proper assist hooks. We use a lot of the Mustad assist hooks, and then a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader for chafing. It only needs to be about a foot and a half long, something like that. And so just
through wire torpedo sinker.
Yes,
depending on your rigging style.
If you rig your assist hooks in line, the weight never gets any pressure on it.
Okay.
So, but you've got to make sure that you do that,
exactly.
or the brass ring will pull right out of the lead
on a standard one.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, if you've got a standard torpedo sinker, you need to have your hooks hanging from the top, and your leader line needs to go through those. If it's a through wire, it can either be the top or the bottom.
Okay, very good. And then Costa sunglasses,
yep.
favorite for
Ooh,
going
lens color.
Yeah, lens color. color.
I mean, just the short version, the basics are when you get the yellows and even into the copper style colors, those are going to be higher contrast, seeing kelp patties. They're going to work well when it's an overcast condition. You know, you're going out and some mornings you got your blue mirror, your gray lenses on, and you can't see anything. You keep taking your glasses on and off. You know, so use your yellow ones like that. And then the gray ones and the blue mirror, which blue mirror is a gray just with a reflective, it takes out 1% more of the light, 12% instead of 11%. And those are going to be like your days like today when you've got that crystal clear air and bright sunny day, you know, Hawaii, Cabo, some of the days we get here. We get a lot of overcast mornings going out in San Diego, and so it's really nice. I have my yellow ones on today because it's been so darn overcast. And you could wear the yellow and the copper colors in bright sunlight, but what's really going to be the most comfortable is that gray. So, I mean, I'm not trying to spend your hard-earned money and spend $500 for you, but you really should have two pairs. This is like the yellow. I think they call it silver mirror.
That's a cool one because it's a yellow lens, but it's got a silver mirror over the top of it, so it doesn't look funky. These are gray silver mirror. So,
same that I have on.
So what you're looking at is like what somebody sees from the outside is just the silver film, but like looking through Doug's is yellow, and looking through mine is gray.
And this is my everyday. I know Ricky's too. Same. Every day, the Rinconcito gray silver mirror is my everyday. Where I'm driving them, I walk around them. But when I'm on the water, I love the green mirror,
which is like an ambery colored lens, which gives you the contrast. And you ask
Steve Lasley, that's his favorite too.
Yep.
That's his favorite color. It gives you a lot more contrast to see, spot kelp patties and other things too. So.
I'm gray lens all the time.
All the time.
Silver mirror, gray lens. Like this is me. What I wear on the water, driving around. This is my favorite.
Yeah. There you go.
But the beauty is, go try them on.
Yeah,
check it out. You know what I mean? Yeah, we got you, Jason.
Go over to the Costa booth, see Bob and Eddie over there, or go inside the shop and you get that deal.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or you could
win them today.
Yeah, maybe you get a pair at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Today, your catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get premier processing experience. Check out the brand new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now, with the addition of new team members, the Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure to make your fish processing reservations today. With that said, we got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete. Thanks for letting me be on the show. I'm not going to have the kind of report that Roy Rose just gave us. It's going to be a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Not a lot of wahoo and big tuna here, but gang, I just want you to understand the rockfish population is alive and well. The rock fishing was absolutely insane in between the weather this week. Half-day boats, three-quarter-day boats, driver boats, plenty of rockfish. So the rockfish population is doing just fine, if anybody was concerned about it, even though they changed the regs. The rockfish are doing just fine. There's plenty of them out there, and it's been very, very good fishing. Over at Catalina, there is some sea bass to be caught there in between the weather. There's some squid, middle backside of the island. Little dabs here, little dabs there. Nobody's selling it yet, but that's just a matter of time. It's all about this weather. That's why no one's over there selling it yet, because it's not financially feasible to go over there and then no one comes out. But they will be selling it. I've talked to a bunch of the different guys. They'll be selling it there as soon as the weather straightens out. But in between that, there's really fun. I mean, historically good halibut fishing at Catalina in very shallow water, 15 to 20 feet of water. The guys, when they focus on it, they're doing very, very well there. It's pretty cool what's going on. And then, like Wooly said, we had that big dip in the water here the last couple days with all that wind. But I'm hoping and praying that that's behind us and we can get on to some calmer days. But, gang, if you listen to Roy, you hear what's going on down the line. There's a lot of yellowtail. There's a lot of stuff coming. I would suggest if you're going fishing to make your reservations now. And Rick will tell you, and Doug will tell you, it's super busy at Fisherman's Landing every day right now. People are chomping at the bit waiting to get out there in between the weather. So if you don't make a reservation, there's probably a good chance you're going to be trying to get on a boat in September.
Yeah, and you heard Wooly's report earlier with the guys seeing tons of lots of bluefin jumping out of the water there in the channel. So it's game on any day now.
Exactly. Yep, it looks good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well certainly great fishing to be had. And, you know, the beauty of it, we talked about it yesterday, that FishDope.com report. You can save $30 now off of a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $30 on a new FishDope subscription. Keep track of that bluefin when the guys are coming back and forth between Catalina and the beach and the weather and new regs and everything else. Daniel does such a great job keeping everything up on FishDope. And, Dave, if somebody wants to find you, how do we do it?
Well, real quick, Rick, I'm sorry. Kelly Girl and I both want to wish Danny Lynch a very happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. We didn't get a chance to talk to him. So happy birthday, Danny, and look me up at Your Saltwater Guide. Your Saltwater Guide on every social media platform. And I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Awesome,
thanks,
buddy.
Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you, if you like to fish tuna and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. And for big fish, that Nautilus HD is tough enough but not oversized. Both come ringed or non-ringed. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. Or better yet, come on down to Day at the Docks today and get your Gamakatsu at buy two, get one free, and get a free hook box from Rick and the boys over at Gamakatsu. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, it's me again, Ben, and I wanted to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 4th, and we call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know, it's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturer representatives, some amazing seminars, and even my buddy Ron Lane at Fast Lane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Pete and Rick will broadcast live from the event on Saturday, May 4th, and have some super expert guests. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 4th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Everything will be on sale up to 50% off. Man, I hope my dad has enough money to let me buy stuff.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, what a difference an hour makes, huh?
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy around
here
right
now.
Yeah,
wild. There's a lot of people here today. A day at the docks. Come on down. Beautiful day here at the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings. Again, parking available where you can find it. And also they have a shuttle from Shelter Island that starts, I believe, at 9 a.m. But to get down here early and grab some deals, deals at Fisherman's Landing. Of course, the Rollo event is going on with the used tackle sale, and the spin to win reel is going on. A lot of good stuff. Rosie Flowers, come on over, Rosie. Rosie's here, and we talked about St. Joe's Sport. Right here. Right here, Rosie. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we talked about those spots available.
Yeah, you know.
What's that all about?
Well,
did they find out that Tommy P was hosting it and they
exactly.
all failed?
Yeah,
they You're exactly right. So what had actually happened is it was a grandfather, father, and grandson. And grandpa's getting a knee replaced. So the three had to cancel. So, you know, unfortunate for them, but fortunate for somebody else to get on a good trip.
On a prime time. So the dates again are?
July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th.
What's so cool about that, too, is it opens up a whole boat for a whole group. You know, three buds can come together, have the whole boat themselves. Like,
exactly.
That's cool.
And that, you know, it's so funny because that was one of the things I was going to say. If you can get that threesome, you guys got the whole boat to yourselves, and away you go. You do what you want to do, where you want to do it, on the day you want to do it.
Or if you're just single, if you're single out there and you want to come join the trip.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, that's a really great thing about this trip, and Tommy P will probably tell you, it's a lot of individuals, so it's like, you know, you could work it that way too.
So and a lot of people have always wanted to go, or they want to go back. Cedro Sport Fishing. How do we grab those spots? And you have other spots throughout the season.
I do have some spots throughout the season, onesie twosies, and you know, the easiest thing honestly is just to give me a call. Phone number is 619-772-7570. I like it when you call me because that way we can go through any other questions that you might have,
totally.
Give you your different options of payment, and just get you all dialed in that way.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Rosie.
You're welcome,
you
guys. Thanks so much. Have a great
down,
day down here.
Enjoy. Do you have a booth here?
I don't.
You're just
I wish
out.
I would like to.
Yeah.
But I'll be walking around representing.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks you guys.
Thanks.
Have a great Sunday.
Appreciate that. Hey, Steve Carson is here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And I wanted to mention that all these years I've been coming to this, I was running a little bit late today.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to take the shuttle. Which, by the way, started at 8.
Oh, it started at 8. Okay.
And they informed me the return goes back as late as 6.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
And so I rode the shuttle in for the first time ever.
Make it easy,
which
right?
was kind of fun.
In 40 years of doing this, this was your first time taking the pedal. There you go.
More than 40. I was going to correct Doug, because the first couple of years, this thing was the first week of December. And Doug Kern personally now pays the Chamber of Commerce for this weather.
It's
not cheap.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Hey, Leroy Garden Grove, are you still hanging around? Leroy, are you still here? Maybe he's in buying tackle. How about I know Bob Wolfson's here.
That's right.
Okay, then how about Gene? I know you're here because you're right there. Hi, Gene.
Hey, how are you guys?
Step up to that mic there.
Such a beautiful day today to meet
it is, isn't
the legends. Anyway, it's nice to meet you, Rick, and this gentleman right next
I'm
to
Pete.
Him,
yeah.
Pete. I've heard about you guys quite a bit.
Have you?
And I love the
Have you ever listened to Let's Talk Hookup?
many, many years.
Okay, good.
But I got lucky because I don't have to call in today because I could never get on.
Oh.
That's the way to do it.
So it's such a
beautiful day to be out here
today at the docks with Bob Wolfson, my neighbor.
Oh, Bob's your neighbor. Wow.
Yeah, well, Bob's the one that got me into long-range fishing, so I'm very thankful for that.
Oh, that's cool.
So he brought me up here today and said, you know what? We're going to have a great day.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's just been a big blessing. But the question I have for you guys is this. On the knife jigs, there are many of them. And who is the expert on the knife jigs on the bluefin that say this jig, that jig, or whatever? But really what works, because there's so many of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I'd like to speak to
Steve Carson. Well, first and foremost, depth control. Have either by the mark line, and I heard you talking about all the nice specials on mark line.
Yeah.
For sure, if you don't have that, then mark your line with a Sharpie. At least every 100 feet in a way that you'll remember, and not just a little mark, like a big 2-foot mark, and that you know. So when the captain calls out the depth, it's not a suggestion. That's where they are. Yeah. He says they're at 350 feet, let's just say, which is a pretty common depth. Drop your jig down to, what I would do is I drop it down to the 400-foot mark. Probably 50% of the time, you're going to get bit as the jig is going through them down. There's no bottom. If your jig stops, you've got to bite, crank in. But drop it to 400 feet, wind it back fast to about 300 feet. Anything beyond that's a waste of time. And then what happens is the boat will be drifting, either with the wind or the current or both, and your line will be scoping out. Usually you can get 2 drops in the zone, sometimes 3, before your line kind of starts to angle out. Once your jig is not going straight up and down through that exact zone the captain called out, it doesn't matter what jig you're using, you're not going to get a bite. If it is going through that zone, you probably will get a bite. The problem there, of course, is a 100-gram jig, let's just say, even if it's a great jig, is never going to get down 350 feet. So you kind of have to be ready to get down as deep as the fish are running. But whether or not they bite a pink and silver one, or a blue pink and silver one, or a plain lead eddy bomb, is far less important than very precise depth control.
Right.
And you know, the difference between, you know, one jig, another, a streaker versus a rip roller versus a West Coast jigger versus a Johnny jig, you know, all of them are just like surface iron. All of them are going to have a little different wobble and a little different wiggle, and some of them are going to sink a little faster, and some of them are going to have a little more action on the fall. And there is no right or wrong, like this is the right one for a bluefin. Just like on a surface iron, you couldn't say a Tatty 45 is better than a 7X for this reason. You know, they both swim a little different, and neither one is right nor the other wrong. They're just different variations, and, you know, size and shape, sink faster, sink slower, things like that. Couldn't agree more with what Steve says. Like, being where the fish are is overwhelmingly the most important part. And then as long as the lure's got good hooks attached to it and a good leader in front of it, the business end of it makes lesser importance.
Okay, all right. Hey, well, great. Bob Wolfson's right here, your neighbor.
Yeah.
Bob, step up to the mic there.
Thanks, Gene.
One of the legends. Thanks for coming down, Gene. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Look at this guy, huh?
The Wolfman.
The Wolfman himself.
Just went in the shop and bought a Talica 16, and I'm going to have Max Quattro 80 put on that.
Nice.
Solid. And I'm going to take
it. You get that for free.
That's right.
Yeah. I've
got to put a T-handle, a Tiburon handle on it.
What was the deal on the Talica 16?
10% off.
Oh.
Plus free line.
There you go.
You can't say that, but he can say that.
Well, I didn't say it. Bob Wolfson said that.
I'm going on a two-day on next Sunday and hopefully put it to action. And I'd like to know about daytime bluefin fishing right now. Any luck on the daytime bluefin?
What do you think?
Fishing?
Well, it's... As we heard from Captain Hansen just a few minutes ago, it's all about the weather right now. Once the weather calms down, You know, there have already been some daytime bluefin bites that have been interrupted by some unfortunate weather, but at some point that's going to end, and I think we're going to have an excellent surface, you know, daytime surface bite on bluefin this year.
I think you got it in for you. You're going on the Supreme this
Supreme on next Sunday, and I'll let you guys know.
They've had several good trips of standard fly line fishing and then sinker rig fishing in the daytime already this year. And that Aliar is such a wizard when it comes to those bluefin. I wouldn't be a bit surprised for you guys to do some daytime. And a perfect rig you bought, Bob.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming to town, Bob. Always great to see you. Appreciate that. Now, this, I mean, it was this text like designed for Steve Carson. Who would have known that Steve Carson was going to be here? It says, good morning, guys. I've got outfits on Steve Carson's list, but curious about how sure I am about the suggestions on the list for terminal tackle on my next trip on a 3-day next month on the Angler, American Angler, of course. And don't forget, they have a booth down here. Lori's down there saying hi, and Brian and the guys. So be sure to go by and see the Angler booth. What are the must-have items? That's from Steve and Bishop.
Is that Steve K?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I bet that's Steve K. He's sandbagging me. He knows. But, yeah, as you go down the line, from your 100-pound rig should be some kind of heavy jig. That's a whole hour discussion on its own. Around 400 grams is kind of average to get usually deep enough. Even that's not always enough. Then going downward to your 60-pound rig, that's kind of your do-all. That is lately been the drop shot rig or the brawler rig for your live bait, and that works day and night. Pretty phenomenal success the last couple of years as more people adapt it. Rig number three, that's your most useful one. That is that's what you're going to use for fly lining, 40-pound rig. That's what you're going to use for fly lining for fish. I say it's good for fish up to 100 pounds. The truth is, if there's 100-pound fish there, it's a little bit light. But if they're, you know, 50, 60, 70 pounds, your 40-pound rig is it. Then your 30-pound rig, that's the piece of art. For your once-a-year guy, your 30-pound rig is for a 30-pound tuna. For Rick, or any of our many advanced anglers we have out here, when you have finicky bluefin, 50, 60, 70 pounds, I am not afraid to break out the 30-pound rig as long as it's a two-speed. And we get the big, I don't see any here, but we get the big NFL lineman types that say, I don't need a two-speed with 30-pound. Yes, even they do.
Even they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question about it. Hey, let's jump into the phones. There's some very patient callers.
How about we talk to Robert, who's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Awesome show as usual, guys. I learn something every weekend. I was wondering if you could go over the Rollo, how that all works. A friend of mine just bought a 60-foot sport fisher, and we signed up for the veterans setup, and I was also wondering how the Rollo works.
War Heroes on the Water. Good for you. Glad you signed up.
Yeah, you know, in terms of Rollo here at Day at the Docks, there's several things going on. The big used tackle sale, they collect tackle all year long, you know, via donations. And today is the day they sell it and use that money to send kids out fishing. Today is also the culmination of the grand raffle prize. And as we heard, there's a spinning wheel. If you buy two tickets to the grand raffle prize, in addition to having those big tickets for all the big name items, you're also going to get a chance to spin the wheel for every ticket you get, and those prizes are right in front of us, and they range from rods and reels and you know, all the way down to jigs and swim baits and everything else. So that's what's going on today in terms of Friends of Rollo. And again, like Mike was saying, if you ever want to donate any type of gear, you can go to any one of the locations, Fisherman's Landing, Dana Landing, Dana War Sport Fishing, and they'll gladly accept any piece of gear you have to donate.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for the call. We're trying to try and sneak in Michael in San Diego. You still hanging around, Michael? San Diego, you still here? How about Leroy in Garden Grove? Did he come back? John in Escondido?
John's here.
There's John right there. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Pete, so yesterday you talked about your battery, your lithium battery, right?
Right.
Does it attach to the rod? You know, because you
no, say, that's not the one that attaches to the rod. It's just like a regular, like a motorcycle style battery.
Do they make one though? With
they do not. But we'll have to talk to Norsk about that because that thing sounds pretty cool,
especially for my wife, because she doesn't have all the stuff.
Yeah.
Going around stuff like that. But my question for Rick.
What I do is I put a little backpack, like a little fanny pack on.
All right.
Fits into that fanny pack with the wire coming out of it, a piece of cake.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
The rod you guys are making for me, what reel would you pair with that?
You and I need to decide whether we're going to go super user friendly. This is a Surface Iron outfit. Super user friendly and go Tranks 500 or Ultimate Casting Distance Performance Trinidad 20. And
okay.
And those are the two merits.
The 20 or the 28?
Well, the 28, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Yeah. And like I said, one's going to just be your Ferrari best casting. The other's going to be similar in casting. Not quite the same power, not quite the same distance, but very close and really user-friendly.
Oh, excellent.
Just easy to cast, that kind of thing.
Hey, thanks for coming down. Real quick, great text here from Richard Ocean Society. This is a great show. I haven't been today at the docks today, but I'm coming down. Do they still have the catch and release pens for kids this year? Because he's bringing a kid down. Steve Carson, I rode on the shuttle with a couple of people that are volunteering for the pens.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that we accepted all the free rods and reels for the pens to be used.
Yes. So they're at every landing, right? I know they have them at Fisherman's Landing.
I don't know that it's at every landing. I think they may be limited by how many volunteers they got, but it seemed like a lot to me in the bus.
They're definitely here at Fisherman's Landing. They have the Everingham Brothers stock the pens with a macro.
That's pretty awesome.
That's one of the great free things here. The other thing that's free is a Steve Carson seminar. Tell us about that.
12:30, that's going to be my 5 rigs for Bluefin. Don't leave the dock without them.
They're 12:30 on the main
12:30.
Stage.
12:30. No, right
here. Oh, right here.
Okay,
this is the main stage.
That's the main stage when we're on it. And, it's been super popular. I love questions from the audience. I always get the best questions of the entire year at this show. And then those questions, I realize, are my shortcomings in the presentation, and I work those answers in. No other audience is like this audience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nobody.
And nobody does a seminar like Steve Carson.
Agreed.
And you're giving away three things.
I'm giving away a few things. Some people just raffle them off, and you kind of get lucky even if you were asleep. Oh, I'm number, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I make them earn them. They have to pay attention.
Oh, very good.
Steve's seminars are a lot of fun. Don't miss it, 12:30. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning some new Costa glasses and $50 to Point Loma Seafoods. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Day at the Docks is back Sunday, April 7th, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our best booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, both in the shop and out in the parking lot, will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select that perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Sunday, April 7th. Great deals on Shimano. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealer is the place to start. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all electric, you have the power to choose. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again, live here at Day at the Docks. All right, it's time to find out from our callers or texters who's winning a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. I'm doing the coin flip, and today it's heads, which was for the callers. Congratulations, Robert in Canyon Country. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas coming your way. How cool is that?
Yeah, how cool is that? Congratulations. And you get that Costa bag, too, which is cool. And now Tommy's going to pull the name from the step up to the mics.
Now, this is for Point Loma Seafood. Point Loma Seafood's winner is Mike in San Diego.
All right. Mike in San Diego wins the $50 to Point Loma Seafood's and the Costa winner.
Come on, Tommy.
Come on now, Tommy. Right now.
All right. And that is going to Nick in Temecula.
All right, Nick. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Nick in Temecula.
First step up.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate everybody. Come on down to Day at the Docks. It's going to be a great day down here at the San Diego Sports Fiction. Thanks to Bill for all his great work as the engineer. Thanks to Tommy and Gary for coming down. We'll have our booth here with those fantastic deals. Come on down and join us. Thanks to JP for Man on the Phones. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. My name is Chris and Tony from CCA California. Sunday, Captain Fred Huber and Steve Peterson from the Daily Double and the Mission Bell. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.